Snow whirling in the red lantern streets. City types scuffling around, bundled up. Salesmen in rabbit fur earmuffs hawking gimmicks. Chestnut vendors, steam rising out of manholes. None of it seemed important. I had just signed a contract with Leeds Music giving it the right to publish my songs. Not that there was any great deal to hammer out, I hadn't written much yet. Lou had advanced me $100 against future royalties to sign the paper, and that was fine with me. John Hammond, who had brought me to Columbia Records, had taken me over to see Lou, asked him to look after me. Hammond had only heard two of my original compositions, but he had a premonition that there would be more. Back at Lou's office, I opened my guitar case, took the guitar out, and began fingering the strings. The room was cluttered. Boxes of sheet music stacked up, recording dates of artists posted on bulletin boards, black lacquered discs, acetates with white labels scrambled around, signed photos of entertainers, glossy portraits, Jerry Vale, Al Martino, the Andrews sisters, Lou was married to one of them, Nat King Cole, Patti Page, the Crew Cuts, a couple of console reel-to-reel tape recorders, big dark brown wooden desk full of hodgepodge. Lou put a microphone on the desk in front of me and plugged the cord into one of the tape recorders, all the while chomping on a big exotic stogie. "John's got high hopes for you," Lou said.